Here's one more dream for you ladies. Oh, I think I posted it already. I think I did. I made a video. You could check it out. It goes into more detail in the dream. But I'm going to summarize it right now. Okay. God gave me a dream, and it was talking about covering up, being modest. Like, women, don't be going to the beach anymore in your bikinis. That is not acceptable. You cannot be showing off your body like that. I don't care if it's a beach. I don't care if the world's doing it. We are not called to be of the world. What if Jesus was to do the rapture right then and there, and you're naked in a bikini at the beach showing off your entire body to all these men, allowing men to look at you and lust after you? Think about others. Love thy neighbor. You know, what is Jesus going to rapture you up while you're like in your bikini? Like, we're called to be modest. We're called to respect ourselves. God says, if you respect your body, I'll respect you. Here's another one. He also told me, I was wearing a tank top. I'm going to check out my other video. I think I made one. I can't remember. But I was wearing a tank top in the dream, and I was with Jesus, and he told me, I had a dress on. He told me it was not, I felt awkward as I was speaking to him. I had a long dress on, like a long skirt, plus a tank top. It was a thicker tank top too. It wasn't even a small one. It was a thicker. Doesn't matter how thick your strap is, I'll tell you that much. Jesus doesn't care. It's revealing your shoulders and like your arms, right? And as me and Jesus are talking in the dream, I literally feel this, like I'm not dressed appropriately to be in front of him. I'm with a whole bunch of saints. They're in the room and Jesus is there, and we're sitting at a table, me and Jesus. I'm asking him a question in the middle of him kind of speaking to me. All of a sudden, I stop him in the middle of his conversation. I stop the Most High God when he's speaking to me. And I say, wait a minute. Should I be wearing my sweater? Because apparently in the dream, my sweater was over there, like where I was sitting before. I had a sweater. I wasn't wearing it. And I asked him, I said, should I be wearing a sweater? He said, you should. And I said, do you want me to go get it right now? He's like, it can wait, but you should be wearing a sweater. So ladies, cover up your body. There's no excuse. Don't be taking off your clothes at the beach. You know, sorry, but you're going to have to sacrifice. You want to make it into heaven? You want to live for God? Represent him and his kingdom. Okay? Fear the Lord. That's the beginning of all wisdom. Mm-hmm. Anyways, may God bless you. And if you're still confused on this topic, I hope that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, can shed light onto this topic. And if you don't take my word for it, I mean, take his word for it. Read the scriptures. Talk about modesty. You know, read the scriptures. And if you're still confused, even after reading the words on the pages, pray to God yourself. You know, just get this in your head and get your actions going. We could be raptured anytime. I mean, we got to be rapture ready. Dressed to impress the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And when he takes all the holy saints up, when we're all going up, we want to be in our garments that are covering us up. So when all those sinners, all those wicked people are watching us leave earth, they're looking at us, women, and we're in our dresses, and our sleeves are long, we're covering up our bodies, and our hair, women, our hair is long and the way God says it to be. This is in the New Testament too, I believe. Yeah, I think it was in the New Testament, yeah. But he's talking about hair for women covering their heads and their hair. But you know, we want those people to look at us and know we are different. There is a reason we are moving up towards heaven with the Most High God, because they can just look at us with their eyes and see that we are different. And I want to represent that. I want to be proud of my Lord, my Father, and where I come from. I don't come from the earth. I'm a new creation in Christ. And I'm proud of it. Because I love him. And I believe what he stands for. He's worthy. Anyway, love you guys. So God bless you. In Jesus' name, I pray for all of you to make it into heaven. Amen.